Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And the way you're part of the solution is you get informed, right? I know you're tired of hearing it. Well, you know when I'll stop saying it? When I see things change. All right? No, seriously, when I see things change, and I see people actually fighting with you know, the average person, fighting with information, then I'll stop. Haven't seen it yet, though. Still working on it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. That simple. All right, let's get back to it. I got so many little stories we can have some fun with. Because there's a lot of stuff happening out there. And none of it's really new. A lot of it has already been going on. We've known about it. We've seen it happen. We've been talking about it forever. A Chicago alderman says 400 people ages 14 to 21 flooded the streets for a party. This is like probably a pre-graduation party or something. And now it's really some concerns out there ahead for the summer. What's going to go on in the streets? You know what? There's nothing to stop them. You got Lori Lightfoot, she won't prosecute anybody. So why? Why give it up? Why not go out to the streets? Why not start the party, so to speak? There's no reason not to. I mean, the videos that you see out there on YouTube and other places, they show these kids jumping on police cars, jumping on regular cars. Right? Just all over the place. And this party was promoted, anonymously promoted, via social media, encouraging people, hey, bring your own alcohol and drugs. Isn't that exciting? The event was advertised that it was open to all. Right? It featured a drinking contest, boxing matches, twerking contests. And this promoted event was unpermitted by the city, unpermitted by the park district. Police received advance warning of the event, but my God, can you ramp up that fast? Right? Now remember, said one person, not too long ago, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot said she wanted kids to come downtown, enjoy their city. And you know what? The one writer said, I think she deserves the credit for these kids listening to her. Chicago officers recovered a significant amount of alcohol from the event. They have prevented some attendees from loitering. Once the group began to disperse from the North Avenue Beach, But a lot of the residents said that they saw the kids start together at gas stations and other businesses. You know, that's going to be scary. A boatload of kids in your parking lot, no car, no reason to be there, really. The attendees, though, that they were arresting or speaking with ranged from 14 to 21 years of age. Think about that. 14, it wasn't 2 o'clock in the morning, but it was late. One group reportedly gathered near the J.B. Pritzker's mansion. Police jumped into, jumped into action and kept them from gathering around there. The same police that they want to defund. That's why I said that. Paul Vallas, former CEO of Chicago Public Schools, he's also a budget director for the city. He posted footage of mass people jumping on buses and cars. He said that tonight that the downtown is in absolute chaos, that the juveniles jumping on top of buses, cars, terrorizing residents. Where are the cops at all of this? Why doesn't Lori Lightfoot, call out the National Guard or something? Or ask for help? Right? No, really. On May 9th, the Chicago Tribune reported that Chicago Mayor, ready for this, Lori Lightfoot and Police Chief David Brown, they decided to close the city's Juvenile Intervention and Support Center. Gee, well, you think that would have anything to do with this surge of juvenile crime? Come on. Seriously. These people consider themselves so smart. You really think they are? When you see stuff like this, where they close things down, it would be like defunding the police, removing them from your city, and then crime rises 310%, and you actually couldn't figure out why. That's what it feels like sometimes. They just don't pay attention to what's going on around them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Head up on the website, click on the donate button. It won't kill you. I promise it won't kill you. I don't care whether it's $2, $20, or $2,000. I'll take anything you want to spend because they're keeping us from making money on social media. We can't get our message out there anymore. Not really. Well, help us out. Help out a good cause. If not me, help out another conservative commentator. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Labaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's really what we want. We want you to be part of the solution. Everything else, work out fine at that point in time. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that National Police Week is a real opportunity for you, for us, for we-ins, to show the cops we have their backs, that we care about them, that we're there for them. You know, I said that a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still amazed at how many people have had bad instances with police officers, and that makes every one of them bad. Really? Really? Now, National Police Week is a time for honoring the memory of law enforcement officers, the ones who made the ultimate sacrifice for protecting and serving their communities. Now, more than ever, police should know that American politicians have their backs just as they have ours. They should. They should get off their duff. Now, the last 2 years have been especially demanding for law enforcement officers, beginning in the summer of 2020. And the officers were defunded. It made it hard for them to do their jobs. And not surprisingly, a mass exodus from the police departments followed, according to data from the Police Executive Research Forum. Even more recent data, some of the nation's largest police departments corroborate these trends. In 2021, Chicago saw the deadliest year in 25 years. Should I repeat that, or do you have that? Have you figured that out? In 2021, Chicago saw the deadliest year in 25 years, with nearly 800 homicides. 660 officers retired from the city's police department. Seattle, which endured a 14-year high in violent crime last year, has lost over 400 officers since 2020. Wow. You know, it's not a matter of just losing these officers, by the way. No, really, think about this. You have new officers, hopefully, that are stepping up, that will come in, that will become, you know, good officers in that area, but they have to ramp up. A lot of them, you know, don't have many years on the force to begin with. Right? So these guys have got to know the beat, know the rhythm. There's a rhythm you got to get into. And that's why, sometimes that's why I say, you've got to make sure, you've got to pay attention to what's happening around you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, if you, you know what, I know this is tough for some of you. I mean this sincerely. I'm not trying to be funny, if you would. But when you see these police officers, and they're out and about, maybe they stop to eat for lunch, and you see them in line. Would it kill you to buy their lunch? These guys don't sit down to $20 play lunches. They don't have the money for it. You'll see them in fast food places. Buy them lunch. I'm not buy them lunch. Wouldn't kill you. So that's why, you know, again, coming up on National Police Week, I think it starts Sunday the 15th, goes through the Sunday the 21st. If you don't do anything else, shake their hand. Tell them thank you. Thanks for keeping us safe. Thanks for being there for us. And back, you know what, I know some of you, back the blue, as they say. What's the problem? All right. If you want to, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I don't even know what to do about this. Remember I told you that there are no boundaries for these kids anymore. And I'm not being funny. I'm serious. There are no boundaries. We're here. We do such a good job. Oh, God. We do such a good job at educating these kids that we've got them believing they can be anything they want to be. Doesn't matter what that anything is. They can be anything that they want to be. And you parents who taught them that, who taught them they actually could be anything, I don't know what to say to you. You have really done a disservice to these kids. Now, if your comment was, you could be anything you want to be, you know, pilot, president, CEO of a company, well, God bless you. That's a true statement. That's real. That's right. That's the right thing to say. It's the right thing to do. But if you have taught your children that truly what that means is they could be male, female, no matter what they actually were born with, trans species, I don't even know what trans anything. You could just shift. What did we do the other night? Trans ethnic? I mean, seriously? But this takes the cake. I'm not joking. Take a listen. Well, let's see. Will this thing work the first time? Yes, it will. All right. Got to listen to this. This is amazing. Come on. You can do it.
With terms such as masculinity, femininity, neutrality, androgyny, things like that. It's more of not how you relate to a particular gendered experience, but more of how you relate to things. For example, cake gender. I know if you...
Yeah. You heard that right. Cake gender. Let that sink. We let them get away with this, though. Nobody says that. That's foolish. That's not right. That's foolish. Oh, no. We can't do that.
I know a few people who personally use this. It's typically described as them feeling light and fluffy or sweet and warm, and it's not something that you could typically describe with the terms masculine, feminine, androgynous, etc. Another example of cake gender would be if someone feels like they have different layers or flavors to their particular gender. Okay, I would just...
Layers or flavors. And this person votes. I mean, come on, this person votes. Oh, what is wrong with you? I say you, the generic you, because we don't encourage this necessarily, but we do by not getting on the case for it. Show me senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
One day after his party failed to pass a massive abortion rights bill in the Senate, President Joe Biden paused on Thursday to remember the 1 million people in the U.S. who've died from COVID-19.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable. Each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
The president is calling on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. Airline bookings in the U.S. dropped 17% last month from March, according to CNBC. In addition, an Adobe report shows that consumers spent $7.8 billion on domestic tickets last month, which is down 13% from March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Okay? I don't want you to be part of the problem. Just be part of the solution. Please, please, just get involved. It really is that simple. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know if somebody just sent this to me. I haven't had a real chance to check it out. It is, what is this? Washington Examiner story. And it says that the Department of Justice has orders the U.S. Marshals to boost Supreme Court security. And now that was earlier, a couple hours ago. Attorney General Merrick Garland was, I mean, think about this. He would have been one of these people. Anyway. Once a contender to be on the Justice of the High Court, he ordered the U.S. Marshals to shore up security for Supreme Court justices. There's great concern now about the justices' safety. Now, Attorney General Garland continues to be briefed on security matters with the Supreme Court and others. So he's directed the marshals that you really got to get it. You need to provide safety for them and their families. Now, some fun thing about it, Youngkin in Virginia, he's expanded the security perimeter for three Supreme Court justices right now. He did it before the court decided to do it. He decided it was more important to make sure that this happened. It's just amazing to me. Right? Shouldn't be like that. Now, the protests, I mean, I had heard that they were dwindling. Do you guys hear that? I had heard that it was dwindling, it was becoming less. They were moving over to some of the Democrats to get on their case to fight Roe versus Wade. But no, I guess not. And they're out there in front of their houses now, I'm being told, three or four times a week. And now they're going, you know, in and out of their driveways, they're coming home, they're actually back in session again. I would imagine this would be really short. They're shoring up. They're voting on and shoring up most of the cases that they've already heard. So this ought to be good, I should say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You know, the argument is that...
Whoops. Hey, stop doing that. The one of the protesters, I shouldn't say it that way. One of the groups protesting. This is almost funny. You know how I keep telling you about getting informed? And how dull you sound when you're not informed? This is big time for the other side. You would think they would get to... Well, I shouldn't say that. You would think they would get to know who they're protesting or the issue that they're protesting in detail before they actually do it. Because when you start making stupid / ignorant comments, then the whole issue is, I think it should get discounted. So I don't know, what do you want to call them? There's a group of protesters. They're women with those red, what are they called? They've got the red suits on. Right? And the one woman makes a comment. You got to hear this. I got to pull it up real quick. You got to hear this. Because they claim that Amy Coney Barrett, quote, she shouldn't have a right to make a decision about these things or talk about it because she only has adopted kids. Now, remember what I told you about being ignorant. Remember that? Well, that's exactly what's going on here. Take a listen. Let's see if we can get this thing working the first time.
The argument is that women are wearing them right now to illustrate a time where women didn't have rights, and women started wearing these in these last couple of years when Amy Coney Barrett was appointed to the court. The irony is that they're afraid that a woman is going to be taking away women's rights. Your thoughts on that?
She's Catholic. Catholic is letting their religious doctrine interfere with their ability to write sound legal doctrine.
But is it her religion that's doing that, or is it her jurisprudence, or her view of science? I personally haven't seen, although...
I'm giving you my opinion.
Yeah, and I'll admit, I have not seen everything, but what I have seen and what I've read about her opinions and what she's taught when she was at Notre Dame, there was nothing about... The faith had no bearing. Her faith had no bearing. Now, her faith, I'm sure, does compel her to take a more pro-life position. I'm not a Catholic.
But it's also possible that the fact that she is an adoptive mother is influencing her inability to see what it's like to carry a pregnancy to term.
But she's had five kids by herself.
Not everybody wants to have five kids or four.
That was one of those moments that I love. You know, we had this years ago on the show. I had, we were having an argument between two black people. One was Star Parker, and one was a Democrat out of Los Angeles. And she was talking about some of the issues that she had been through, but she didn't mention the fact that she was black. And it was my first real experience on the radio with somebody going after somebody else for not being black. So the black Democrat out, I can't remember the guy's name, out of Los Angeles, basically says, I don't know what that woman is thinking, but she obviously doesn't understand the black experience. And he starts to go off and she's going, excuse me, I am black. I do understand the black experience. That was Star Parker. It was great. Well, it's the same thing here. It's what I keep telling you guys. Get informed. She's had five children. See, remember the fellow says she does understand childbirth. She's taken five children to term. Instead of the woman dropping the pride and saying, hey, oh, I didn't know. I did know she had five children. Or birthed five children. Or was a birthing person. Of five children. Right? Instead of saying that, I'm sorry, I didn't know. What does she say? Not every woman wants to bring five children in. What bearing did that have on anything. Right? What in that conversation? 855, I'd love to hear what you have to say. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, truly being, you know, part of the solution. And as I said to you, you really have to you really have to listen carefully to these people. You don't have to go very deep. They'll make fools of themselves pretty darn quick if you let them. And let them. Don't get in the way. I'm not joking. Don't get in the way at all. There's so much fodder out there. There's so much that they've given you to play with and talk about. Now you've got, I don't know if you guys heard about this one, where the new disinformation czar wants Twitter to allow blue-checked, you know, verified Twitter accounts to edit other accounts. Think about that. So if you're a verified account and they like you and they think you're doing the right thing, they would give you access, they would give you the ability to hop into one of my tweets and change the way it's worded. Change it as a whole. Add a comment or add a you know, add a footnote to it if you would. Isn't that great? She, what's her name? God, I hate when I do this to myself. Biden's new administrator for the Disinformation Governance Board. I mean, in and among themselves, they're a disinformation board. She said the verified people can essentially start to edit, you know, Twitter the same sort of way that Wikipedia is. So they can add context to certain tweets. No, Nina Jankowicz. This is what she said during a Zoom meeting, noting that she's verified, but there are a lot of other people who shouldn't be verified because they're not legit. Talk more about that on the other side of the break. That should scare you. Be back in a minute.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I mean, seriously, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us, you know, and get involved, get engaged, get informed. So I really do appreciate it all. Anyway, okay, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732. Look, I just try to read some of these stories you guys sent me during the break. Some of them I'm afraid to read or I'm afraid to talk about because I do not know where they came from and who verified them or not. But let's get back to it. You know, the Dems keep saying they're for freedom. The Dems keep saying they don't want to limit our freedom of speech. They do want to limit hate speech. I thought speech was speech, but let's go even past that. Now you've got the quote-unquote, disinformation czar wanting the ability to go in and not just, you think it'll stop at Twitter? Do you guys think it'll stop there? Or do you know for a fact? I think I do. Now, once they got control of the ability to edit Twitter, which I don't think Musk is going to do, I don't think Musk will allow them to do that. And even if he gives them, even if in the interim somebody gives them the right to do it, I believe when he gets total control, he'll kill it all. He won't allow them to do it. Because you really, remember, he gets it. He understands what this is about. And as some of you know, over the years, I have not been a big advocate of his. And it's not because I totally don't trust him, but I don't trust him. I don't know what he's going to do. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Take a listen on our trustworthy Nina Jankowicz on what she feels should be allowed to be verified or not verified or whatever. It's really ridiculous. Okay, let's see. Do we have it? No, that would have been way too easy now, wouldn't it? Oh, here we go. We do.
Well, but they're not trustworthy. Anyway, so and I am eligible for it because I'm verified. But there are a lot of people who shouldn't be verified who aren't, you know, legit, in my opinion. I mean, they are real people, but they're not trustworthy. Anyway, so verified people.
So the liar, somebody who loves to lie, somebody who loves to put out disinformation to begin with, is now going to decide who's telling the truth and who's not. And what is she going to base it on?
But there are a lot of people who shouldn't be verified who aren't, you know, legit, in my opinion. I mean, they are real people, but
so they're real people. But they don't put out legit information. And we're all too stupid to know better. You know that, right? You understand this is what they're saying. They're worried that you're too dumb and you're going to get influenced by these things.
They're not trustworthy. Anyway, so verified people can essentially start to edit Twitter the same sort of way that Wikipedia is, so they can add context to certain tweets. Just as a easy example, not from any political standpoint, if President Trump were still on Twitter and tweeted a claim about voter fraud, someone could add context from one of the 60 lawsuits that went through the court, or something that an election official in one of the states said, perhaps.
Problem with that is that 60 lawsuits did not go through the courts. And as I said the other day, and as we've learned, a lot of those were turned away for process, for technicalities. But they'll never tell you that.
Perhaps your own Secretary of State and his news conferences, something like that. Adding context so that people have a fuller picture rather than just an individual claim on a tweet.
Hey, stop it. So I wonder what happens, right, when you... Here, let's do this. I wonder what happens when I have the link to content, right? What happens when I have the link to content, when I'm the one that's got a link to something that refutes what they're saying? Do they pull it down? What are they going to do then? Are they going to put an overlay that says this particular one hasn't been proven yet? No, for real. What do you think they're going to do? Because the way I see it, again, if they've got total control, who's checking them? Who's checking what they're changing, whether they are telling you the truth or not? You know, I love this. You know that they're not going to check themselves. You saw what the AP did to, 2,000 Mules? We had Jennifer Van Laar on the other night that showed how disingenuous they are. How they lied. How they twisted the truth to make it look like they were right. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look. I'm not an economic expert. I have friends that are. We have them on the show. We'll have another one on the show here soon. But you guys, you know, you better get ready for the recession. It's coming. I mean, in April, I think air travel, revenue from air travel dropped $1 billion. That's big money for those guys. They're pumping up ticket prices. Why? Because gas is costing them more money. They have got no choice in the matter. And I'm okay with it. I mean, you've got to be reimbursed for the work that you do. You have to be able... Look, I don't want them skipping on gas or buying cheap stuff.
A home or expensive item for cash. Just cash. And the idea that I want to make it quick, I want to make it easy.
Anyway, I'm looking around going, when did Neil Cavuto walk into the studio? But seriously, I don't want to go cheap on anything. I don't want to go cheap on maintenance or anything like that when you're flying in a plane. L.A. County D.A. George Gascon. Now, you've heard me talk about him a lot. He is one of those George Soros-backed D.A.s. They're just terrible. Just nasty, nasty man. And he doesn't care what happens to you. But now that it looks like the recall for him is going to qualify, he's now reversing some of the decisions he made. But they're only temporary, people. And, you know, this is where I say to you, if you're not educated, if you're not on it, you don't understand. Now, the prosecutor or the DA has reversed the policy, barring his deputy district attorneys from seeking cash bail, which he wants to eliminate altogether. Can you imagine that? You kind of go commit any job you want. I mean, any crime you want, and you won't have to pay bail for it. You go and you sign a ticket, you go, yeah, I'll be back. No problem. I'll show up for court. And they're way out there on the court stuff because, again, a lot of people weren't back at work. A memo to the prosecutors from Sharon Wu, the chief deputy district attorney, and second in command, right underneath George Gascon, outlined a plan to create and develop a pre-trial service program. And supposedly, it would balance both the rights of the accuser while protecting public safety as an alternative to cash bail. Just amazing, right? Now, after listening to the community, victims, and members of his office, he says, I've decided to allow limited exceptions to the pre-trial release policy while this program is being finalized. So in other words, until I find out whether I'm getting in or not, whether I've been voted in or out or not, I'm going to lighten up on some of these policies. Because I can't do the real damage I want to do if I get voted out. Right? The new policy addresses defendants who have been released on bail, released on their own recognizance, and would have committed crimes while other charges are pending, and those who pose an exceptional public safety risk. Look, if somebody's been arrested 22 times, you really think it's a good idea to let them out on just signing a ticket? Does he really care at that point in time? Does anything mean anything to him? I mean, I love how these people, I really do love how these people are. Where do they get their information that makes them believe by doing no bail that it's, I don't know, somehow going to make the criminal less likely to come back again? To make sure he or she does what they're supposed to do? It makes no sense. I don't get it at all. But I'm not a law enforcement person. I'm not a DA. I've never been a prosecutor. But frankly, neither has he either. He hasn't prosecuted a case in court. That's my understanding. How did he become DA? Because it's exactly what we've talked about in the past. Exactly what our founding fathers were afraid of. That people would become more party-oriented than country-oriented, which is exactly what has happened. I am Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me, guys. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. I love when you respond to things. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look, we're here every day. I appreciate it when you join us. Let your friends, your relatives, your unloved ones know about the show. Let's try to get their blood pressure up, too. Be safe, people. I want you back here with me tomorrow.